You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat. Ako po si Romel and I'm one of your pastors here at Victory Metro East. And dito po sa Victory, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. No? And really part of what God has called us to do as a church is campus ministry. No? At saka nung Huwebes po, no? Tayo po ay nagkaroon ng pagkakataon to minister sa mga guro at admin po ng Santolan High School. And really this is a good opportunity for us to serve, okay, teachers and admin in that particular school, and we talk about the calling of the teacher and their mental health. No, and we also really want to thank all those people who have volunteered, no, really to minister and to pray doon sa mga teachers natin, ano. And hindi lang po yan, no, last April nagkaroon din po tayo ng webinar about stress management naman po. Ito naman po sa mga estudyante ng PLMAR. And really that in spite of the campuses physically being closed, God has continually given us an opportunity to reach out our campuses. And so our mission continues. So I want to encourage you to continually pray for our campus ministry, for our campus missionaries. And if you feel like God is calling you to support them, please do so. No. And again, ano, we have continued meeting on site. And so ang schedule po natin, ano, for this Sunday is 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Ano. And of course, ang registration po talaga niyan ay Sabado. And so please, we hope to see you in our on-site worship services. Ano. So kung pwede po tayong lumabas, kung nakakuha na pa kayo ng inyong bakuna, okay? Siyempre, I think 18 to 65 years old pa rin po tayo. Ano. So please do join us and let's worship God together right here in our center. No. So we are excited to gather together as a church, no, and continually worship God together right here in our facility. Ngayong araw po ay magsisimula po tayo ng ating bagong series, okay, na pinamagatang Life Together. Okay, at ang pag-uusapan po natin dito ay ang iba't ibang relasyon. Ano, the relationship between the husband and wife, the relationship of parents and children, and lastly, the relationship of employer to their employees. No? At napaka-importante po nito, why? Because life cannot be lived apart from others. No? Life is consists of relationships. Some probably are good relationships, some are bad relationships, some could be complicated, but the reality is we are all in a relationships. We cannot escape relationship, no? Kahit single ka, okay, you are in a relationship. We have a relationship with our God, relationship with our parents, with our siblings, with our neighbors, with our office mates, with our classmates. We are all in our relationships. And so, pwede po bang pakitype dyan sa inyong comment section? I am in a relationship, no? And our most important relationship is right in our home with our family, no? I was talking with some of our pastors, okay, when we have one of our meetings, and one time I told them, you know what? There could be a whole lot of people that could take my place as a pastor, as a preacher, as a teacher. But guess what? There could only be one husband to my wife, and I am the only father to my children. And so napaka-importante po, okay, that we would have a good relationship to our spouses and to our children. Kasi you are irreplaceable as a father and as a husband or as a wife to your spouse. Ano? And this pandemic has magnified that, ano, where we are forced to actually stay at home. No? We work from home. We study at home. We shop from home. We have vacation at home. No? Magpa-file ka ng leave. Tapos tatanungin ka ng supervisor mo, saan ka magbabakasyon? Sa bahay. Okay? Hanggang bahay lang muna. And while this presents some challenges, this is still a great opportunity for us to share life together and build good memories together right in our homes. This pandemic, as they say, happens only one in 100 years. And hopefully when this ends, when we look back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, yes, there were some pains, there were some difficulties, there were some uncertainties and losses. But we can say that was the time where we as a family, together with our husband, with our wives, with our spouse, with our children as a family, we were the closest. That was the time that we has come together as one, stood for one another, and build good memories together. Amen? And so, let us continue to allow God to redeem this time in our lives through having a Christ-honoring relationship. No? Mariridim po natin ito sa pamamagitan ng biyaya at ng kalakasan na nanggagaling sa Diyos. No? At sisimulan po natin ito sa relasyon ng mag-asawa. And this message is not only for married couples, no, or for those people who will get married, no. If you're a student or single, eventually, okay, if God wills it, you may pursue marriage. At least you know what you're looking for in a person, what you're looking for, and the design of God in marriage. And so this message is for you, and this message is certainly for everyone, okay? And so let's open our Bibles in Ephesians 5, verses 21 to 33, no. Let me read it for you. Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you speak to us through your word. Lord, anoint the preaching of your word today. Give us ears to hear and the eyes to see and the heart that would receive and respond in obedience to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And let me start by saying that the ultimate goal of marriage is to honor God. The ultimate goal of marriage is to honor God. No, marriage exists for the honor of God. No, verse 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Verse 22 says, wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. Verse 23, husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Verse 24, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to her husband. Verse 25, husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Verse 29, just as Christ does the church. Verse 32, it refers to Christ and the church. And so these verses about marriage and about the relationship between husband and wives are filled with Christ. Everything comes back to Christ. Marriage is about the glory of God. It's about obeying Christ, imitating Christ. It's about the honor of God. Magpasakop kayo sa isa't isa bilang paggalang kay Kristo. Magpasakop kayo sa inyong asawa gaya ng pagpasakop sa inyo sa Panginoon. Mga lalaki, mahalin nyo ang inyong asawa tulad ng pagmamahal ni Kristo kaysa kanyang iglesia. Doing what we do in marriage as to the Lord, in service of the Lord, in obedience to the Lord. Why? Because the ultimate goal of marriage is the glory and the honor of God. This means marriage exists primarily not for me, not for you, but more for the Lord. Marriage is not primarily to fulfill my needs. Although it can do some of that, to fill the void in my heart. Although, in one way or another, pwede rin naman po yan, or to complete us. Hindi dahil malungkot po tayo, kaya gusto nating mag-asawa. Sabi po ni Tim Keller, no, if we look to our spouses to fill up our tanks in a way that only God can do, we are demanding an impossibility because the truth of the matter is marriage cannot truly fulfill us. Marriage cannot truly fill the void in our hearts. Marriage cannot really complete us. Only God could do those things for us. It is only God who can truly satisfy us. It is only God who can truly fulfill us. And it is only God who can truly complete us. And so, kapag po tayo ay mag-asawa, siguraduhin po natin na ito ay kalooban ng Diyos at ang nais po natin at ang mitihin po natin sa pagsasama ay ang kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. Marriage exists primarily for the glory and the honor of God. The ultimate goal of marriage is to honor God. No, ito po yung goal ng pagsasama ng isang lalaki at ng isang babae. Hindi po dahil sa may mga pangangailangan po tayo. Although God, of course, would want to meet that need. But the truth of the matter is, si Lord lang po talaga ang pwedeng mag-fulfill sa atin, mag-satisfy sa atin, mag-complete sa atin. If we would demand that to our spouse or even to any other people, guess what? We will be frustrated. It would be impossible. Okay? And so really, the honor of God is the ultimate goal of marriage. And so the next obvious question is, how do we honor God in our marriages? Verses 21 to 24. Submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husband. And so God is honored as wives submit to their own husbands as to the Lord. No? Bilang paggalang kay Kristo, ang mag-asawang babae ay magpapasakop sa kanyang asawang lalaki. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Again, the motivation and the foundation of the wife's submission and support to her own husband is the honor of God. Because the Christian wife is first and foremost submitted and under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Napakahirap po sa isang asawa na isubmit po niya yung kanyang sarili sa kanyang husband if she doesn't submit himself first to God. Wives, submit to their husband as part of their duty first to the Lord, because it is an expression of her submission to God. And therefore, a wife's submission to her husband is an expression of her submission to the Lord. A wife's submission to her husband is an expression of her submission to the Lord. And she is doing it not only for the husband, but primarily for the Lord, to honor God. Because a wife's submission is pleasing to the Lord. And ibig din pong sabihin nito, when a wife fails to submit to her husband as to the Lord, she is not only falling short as a wife, she is falling short as a follower of Christ. No, grabe po, no? Parang ang bigat niya, no? Why? Again, because a Christian wife is first and foremost a follower of Christ, and a wife second. This also means that if a husband would lead his wife to sin, to disobey God, the wife's loyalty is first and foremost to the Lord. Okay? If a husband abuses his wife, there are limits to that submission. Why? Because again, the goal of marriage is the glory and the honor of God. And submission doesn't mean slavery. Okay? Submission doesn't mean silence. Submission doesn't mean inferiority as well. Why? Because Jesus submitted himself to the will of the Father. In fact, may nabasa po ako, no? Ang ganda po ng definition niya ng submission. Submission means submission. Okay? The wife says, I am going to put myself under that mission, and that mission is honoring God in my marriage. And that's why she can submit herself to her husband. And that mission is more important than my individual desires. I am submitting myself to the mission that God has for my life and for my marriage. No? Meron pong kinumento sa amin si Pastor Mar. No? Sa atin lang po ito. No? Huwag niyo po itong pagsasabi sa iba. No? Meron daw po siyang ate. No? or ninang no sa kanilang kasal no, and really one of our faithful volunteer and leader no, and sa Victory no, and now serving sa church abroad no. So pinagpe-pray na po niya na matagal na ma-save yung husband niya no, so hindi pa po nakakilala yung husband niya sa Lord, and they got separated because of a third party no. And dahil marami po siyang naririnig na testimony yung babae that God could restore and reconcile a relationship. And so pinagprayan po niya yung reconciliation and restoration of her marriage to her husband. Ano? And so for years, no, prayer request po niya to sa prayer and fasting. Although she was not being treated well by her husband, she was being ignored by her husband, but as a disciple, she knew in her heart that God can do something about it, that God can do impossibilities in her life. And so every time po na makakapunta po siya sa abroad to be with her husband, kahit alam po niya na masasaktan siya, ini-ignore siya, she decided to serve her husband, to support her husband. Alam mo po kung ano ginagawa niya, pinagluluto pa rin niya, inaayos ang bahay, kahit alam niya na hindi siya papansinin, hindi siya mamahalin dahil sa ibang babae. But then, the moment of truth happened. One day, isang araw, no, his husband got convicted about sa ginagawa niya sa asawa niya, no? Through consistent prayer and fasting and serving, her husband realized okay, yung mga pagkakamali na ginawa niya sa kanyang asawa. And then the husband asked for forgiveness. Lumuhod po at umiyak sa harapan niya and promised to change until her husband surrendered his life to the Lord. At yung husband po, ano, when he understood what Jesus has done for him, humingi rin po siya ng tawad sa mga anak niya, and currently both of them are serving as leaders in one of the churches abroad. Grabe po, no? Indeed, nothing is impossible with God. That woman, as a Christian wife, understood, okay, that there is something that she can do in obedience to the Lord out of her relationship with God, out of her communication, and out of her prayer. That's the thing that God revealed to her to serve her husband no matter what. And that is not, okay, probably not for all. And so the question for us today is, as a Christian wife, as a wife who follows Jesus, who fears God, how can you honor God in your marriage today? How is God calling you to submit, to observe, and to support your husband? Okay, ano po ba yung pinapagawa sa atin ng Panginoon ngayon para masuportahan po natin kay ang ating mga asawa? And for single ladies, this means, okay, mga single ladies, if you're single, pwede bang kaway-kaway lang ng konti dyan? Okay? This means that a woman, single ladies, should take care and great care in how she chooses her husband. Instead of looking for an attractive man, instead of looking for a wealthy man, instead of looking for a romantic man, I mean, okay naman po talaga yan, no? But a woman should look first for a man she can respect. Okay? A woman should look first for a man she can respect, a man who fears God, a man who is walking in the purposes of God in his life, no? And so God is honored as wives submit herself to her own husband as to the Lord. Okay, how else can we honor God in our marriage? God is honored as husbands love their wives as Christ loved the church. Okay, Ephesians 5:25-30. Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, no? And sometimes, dinidiman po natin yung mga asawa natin, ano, yung mga lalaking asawa, you submit. Guess what, ladies, what can you tell to your husband? You die. Okay? Because Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of the water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies, and he who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it as Christ does the church, because we are members of His body. And so, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. At paano po minahal ng Panginoong Hesukristo ang kanyang simbahan? Guess what? He died for the church. The wives are to submit to their husband. It never excuses the husband acting as dictators over their wives. Husbands are to love their wives by giving himself up for her. At ito po yung tinatawag na sacrificial love. And sacrifice means giving up of something that is valuable to you for the benefit of someone else without expecting in return. This is a love marked by giving, not getting. And who would not want to submit to a loving husband like that? Tama po ba, mga kababaihan? Okay. A love that has much to do with self-denial for the sake of another. And the truth of the matter is, this is how Christ loved us. When we deserve the wrath of God, the punishment of God, Christ put himself in our place. Okay, he took the cup of God's wrath so that we wouldn't have to. There's no way we are here right now if not for what Christ has done for us. If Christ has not given himself up for us. And therefore, for husbands, headship, being the head of the wife, is not an opportunity for us to dominate her, to bully her. It is our responsibility to die to ourselves every single day. It is our responsibility to die to self daily for the sake of our wives. Worldly headship says, I am your head, so you take your orders from me and must do whatever I want. But godly headship says, I am your head, so I must care for you, serve you, and sacrifice for you. Worldly submission says, you must submit to me. So here are the things I want you to do for me. But godly submission says, you must submit to me so I am accountable before God for you and I must care for you, serve you, and sacrifice for you. And so for the single man out here, okay, when you are ready to die to yourself, okay, when you are ready to die to yourself daily, then you are ready to get married. Okay? Narinig mo ba yan, JC? Are you ready to die to yourself daily? When you are ready to put the needs of others first before yourself, RB, narinig mo ba ako? Okay? Pwede ka nang mag-pursue ng marriage because to get married is a call to die to ourselves daily. Wives must submit to their husband, but husband must love their wives by giving himself up for her. Again, Ephesians 5:25, no? Mga asawang lalaki, mahalin ninyo ang inyo-inyong mga asawa gaya ni Kristo na nagmahal sa iglesia at ibinigay ang kanyang sarili alang-alang sa kanya. Pwede po nating basahin to at isipin, no, ng mga husband. Okay, magiging mabait ako sa aking asawa. I'll be nice and kind to her. But that isn't what Paul wrote about. What he really meant is husbands continually decide to practice self-denial for the sake of your wives. A sacrificial love. A love that gives rather than wanting to get. Okay? It does not demand or expect repayment from the love given. It loves, okay? And it gives. It does not love in order to receive. You see, we can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving. We can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving. And so our responsibility as a husband is to reflect Christ by sacrificing for our wife. Sacrifice for her. Serve her. Suffer for her. sanctify her, lead her to Christ, satisfy her, stick to her no matter what. You see, when we read the scripture here in Ephesians, God is calling husbands to love sacrificially for her wife as Christ did for His church. Another story po, no? Si Robertson and Muriel McCulkin, no? They got married in August of 1948. And over the next 30 years, they raised 6 children, served God in many ways, including their service of 12 years as missionaries in Japan, no? Pero po, noong 1968, bumalik po sila sa United States and Robertson became president of a college, no? A very prestigious position. And Muriel also taught there. His wife, no? Spoke at women's conferences and on TV and radio programs. And in 1981, they received some tragic news that Muriel had early Alzheimer's disease, no? And so in the initial year of the disease, nakakapagtrabaho pa po si Robertson. He tried going to his office, fulfill his responsibility as a president of a college. But as soon as he left Muriel and went to the college, she would become anxious and distressed, sometimes even terror-stricken because of her condition. And so ano pong ginagawa ni Muriel, no? The wife? She would follow him, walking almost a kilometer to the school. And she would make the trip. Minsan po, no, 10 beses po niya yan ginagawa isang araw because she just wanted to be with her husband. And one night po, no, as Robertson was helping her wife get ready for bed, na-notice po ni Robertson, ano, that she had bloody feet because she had walked so far just to get close to him. And so in 1990, Robertson did something few men would do. He knew the school needed him 100%, and he knew his wife needed him 100%. And so he chose to step down from his position as president of the college so he could devote full time to being with his wife's caretaker. Just to take care full time for his wife. And when Robertson stepped down from the college, he wrote a letter to explain his decision. And this is part of that letter. "It is clear to me that Muriel needs me now full time. My decision was made. In a way, 42 years ago when I promised to care for Muriel in sickness and in health till death do us part. So as a man of my word, integrity has something to do with it, but so does fairness. She has cared for me fully and sacrificially all these years, and if I cared for her for the next 40 years, I would not be out of her death. This love was expressed through sacrifice. As the head of the wife, he took that sacrifice for her, giving himself up for her." And so the question for husbands today is, as Christian husbands, as a husband who fears God, are we reflecting Christ's sacrificial love to our wives? Are we sacrificially loving, caring, and serving our wives? How is the Lord leading you today to sacrificially love, care, and serve your wife? Again, our responsibility as husband is to reflect Christ by sacrificing for our wives. The next question is, why should our Christian marriage be honoring to the Lord? Ephesians 5:31-32. "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church, that the relationship of a husband and a wife should reflect the relationship of Christ to the church." No wonder why God is so serious about the husband and wife relationship, about marriage, because it is meant to point us to Christ and the church, to Christ and His bride. Marriage is not just meant to honor and glorify God. Marriage is meant to reflect and point us to Christ. Marriage is the doing of God and the display of God. This is a profound mystery, says Paul. And what I am saying is that it refers to the church and Christ, and therefore the sacrificial love and submission between a husband and wife is meant to reflect Christ's love for the church. And so the question for us is, in our marriages today, in our relationships as husband and wife, do we reflect God? When people see us as husband and wife, is Christ being reflected in us? When our children see us as a husband and wife, do they see Christ in us? And our prayer is that our marriages will ultimately honor God and reflect God. And so in conclusion, wives, submit to your husband. Husbands, sacrifice for your wife. And kung titingnan po natin to, this is indeed a very tall order. Di ba? Parang ang hirap talaga nitong gawin. Hindi lang pala parang, no? Mahirap po talaga siya. Okay? But we are not alone in this. Marriage is God's idea. He is the author of marriage. And He is committed to make this work so that we can reflect Christ's love for the church, no? And so, husband and wives, let Christ serve you. Yes, we are being commanded. Wives, submit to your husband. Husband, sacrifice for your wives. But husband and wives, let Christ serve you. Diba, saan po ba tayo huhugot ng kalakasan para gawin to? Huhugot po tayo sa pagmamahal na binigay ni Kristo sa tulong ng banal na Espiritu Santo. This message should drive us to Christ, to depend on Christ. Kaya nga po, no, sa Ephesians 4:32, no? Ito po yung huling verse bago po tayo mag-chapter 5. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. We can be kind and compassionate to our spouse. Why? Because God is kind and compassionate to us. We can forgive our spouses because in Christ, God has forgiven us. Husbands and wives, let Christ serve us. Let Christ serve us. And then Ephesians 5 verse 1, be imitators of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, live a life of love. We are dearly loved children. And because of that, we can live a life of love just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. We can love because Christ loved us first in spite of our imperfections and shortcomings. We can sacrifice because Christ sacrificed Himself first for us. We can submit because Christ submitted Himself first to the Father. Husband and wives, let Christ serve us. No? And here's what we're going to do today. Let us come to Jesus today and call upon Him. Let us pray that the Lord, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will enable us to grasp how high and wide and deep and long is the love of Christ, and to know that this love surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled to the measure of the fullness of God, because with the degree that we are experiencing the love of Christ is to the degree that we are able to give that love to our spouses. And so let's pray. Let's come to God. Husband and wives, let's come to God. But if you're together with your spouse, hold hands together and begin to pray for your marriage in light of what we are talking about. If you're a single person, pray for the couples in our church. Pray for God's design for marriage in your life if that is God's will for you. Pray for your future spouse. Pray that the Lord will prepare you for marriage. If you're a student, Pray for your mom and dad. Pray for your mom and dad. Bless their marriage. Pray that the Lord will bring them together. Indeed, as one, one in heart, one in mind, one in purpose. That they will know Christ and the love of Christ and give of that love to one another. Let us pray right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when we look at your command and your instruction for us, Lord, here in Ephesians 5, Lord, indeed, that's such a tall order. Wives, submit to their husbands. Husband, to sacrifice for their wives. But Lord, thank you that we are not alone in this. Lord, marriage is your idea. Marriage is your design. And so, Lord, we humbly come to you today and say, Lord, we cannot do this apart from you. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would enable us to grasp how high and wide and deep and long is your love for us. That out of the degree that we are experiencing your love, Lord, we are able, Lord God, to give that love to our spouses, God. Lord, help us today. Lord, that in the same manner that you have loved us sacrificially, Lord, we would learn to love sacrificially. In the same manner, Lord, that you have thought of us, Lord, you have gave up yourself for us, Lord, that we would learn to give up ourselves for the sake of other people, for the sake of our spouses without expecting anything in return. That in the same manner that you have submitted yourselves to the will of the Father, wives would submit themselves even to their husband. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you help us to honor you, to glorify you, to reflect your love in the way we treat one another as husbands and wife. And I want to pray for some people here, no? We want to pray for healing for those who have experienced a traumatic picture of marriage. Probably you're a spouse, you're a husband, you're a wife. And when you look probably in the marriage before or in your own marriage, Lord, parang hindi ito yung design mo. Student, single, when you look at the relationship between your husband, between your parents and your mom and dad, Lord, parang ang layo. But you see, nothing is impossible with God. Let's pray for reconciliation. Let's pray for restoration of marriage even today. There could be some pains and hurts in marriages, but let's believe God for healing. Let's believe that forgiveness would reign within the family. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, there may be some hurts, some pains. There might even be some broken marriages, Lord, in our midst today. But Lord, we come to you. Lord, you have restored marriages in the past and up until today. Lord, you have brought forth healing, restoration, and reconciliation. And Lord, we ask for the same. Lord, we ask for the same. Lord, between husband and wife, we have so much pain. Lord, hindi pagkakaunawaan, Panginoon, misunderstanding, offenses, Lord. Lord, probably yung iba naghiwalay na, but Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for your will to be done. And Lord, would you allow your people, if there's needs to forgive, probably between husband and wife, Lord, in the same manner that you have forgiven us of all of our sins, Lord, we would learn to release and speak forgiveness to our spouses. Lord, would you mend broken marriages today, broken relationships in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for as a student, Lord, kung yung mom and dad nila, Panginoon, also, Lord, thank you that you would move, that you would strengthen, Lord God, even relationships today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would bring forth encouragement, Lord God, God, to every couples who are trying and doing their best to honor you in their marriage. Lord, would you bring forth refreshing? Lord, thank you that you would enable us, Lord, to experience your extravagant grace, your sustaining grace in our marriages today. Holy Spirit, come to our marriages. Come to our marriages. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your great love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And we know and recognize that there could be some people here, even as we've talked about this topic, and probably you need more prayers. Please do message us. Do message us, okay? The pastors, our staff, our campus missionaries would really be willing to pray for you, okay? And encourage you in any way we can to stand with you for what you're believing to happen in your marriages, or even for students and singles, for the relationship of your mom and your dad. Amen? Last group of people I want to pray for again. To sacrifice for other people, to give without expecting in return is a tall order. Difficult to do and can only be done through Christ. If you have not surrendered your life to the Lord yet, I believe the Lord is calling you. I believe the Lord is calling you. Would you surrender your life? Would you submit your life to the Lord today and allow the Lord to bring transformation in your life and even through you in your different relationships? If you're one of those people and you know that you need Christ in your life, you need to make Jesus as the Lord and the master of your life, would you please pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, Lord, thank you for your sacrificial love for me, that you died on my behalf. Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Lord, help me to experience, not only to understand how high and wide and deep and long is your love for me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you did that, if you prayed that prayer to receive Jesus as the Lord and the Master of your life, pwede po ba kayong mag-comment dyan sa inyong comment section ng prayer emoji? Okay, and our pastors and our staff, our leaders will contact you. Amen? Next week, tuloy po natin ang ating series na Life Together, and we'll be talking about the relationship of parents to their children. Let's just end this worship service by praying. Lord, thank you. Lord, I pray that you would refresh us. God, not only the husbands and wives, but every single one of us. Lord, that's my prayer. Lord, that you would indeed continually enable us to experience your deep love for us, Panginoon. Enable us to experience daily, Lord, your sacrificial love. Lord God, your forgiveness, your goodness, and out of the abundance of your love for us, Lord, I pray that we would also love other people in the same manner that you have loved us. Lord, bless your people, refresh them, encourage them. May your love and your peace rule and reign in our lives and in our homes and in our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. See you next Sunday.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.